Have mercy on me, O God, and thy goodness have mercy on me. It is with these words especially, and with the very special anointing of our heads, our faces, with ashes. In the Oriental rites of the church, they anoint themselves with oil, as the Gospel says. But in the West, for whatever reason, from time immemorial, following the practice of the Old Testament, to wear sackcloth and ashes, which was poured on the head abundantly, and then sometimes they sat in a pile of ashes outside the temple, outside the cathedral, to denote repentance for sin. And this Mass is offered in a very special way in reparation. This world of ours needs much reparation. This church in which we are, which in itself is holy and immaculate, but in its members is not, needs much reparation. And so on this very first day of Quadragesima, of Lent, we offer this Mass in reparation for our sins, in reparation for the sins of the world, in reparation for the sins of the church, that is, of the members of the church who are not always faithful to Christ. And so we see that we read from the book of the prophet Joel in the Gospel that it is most important to make sacrifice, to make oblation to God who is the one that will deliver us from our sins, that will give us forgiveness and redemption. And of course, that is what the holy season of Lent is all about. It is a season that commemorates the 40 days before Easter and the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert doing penance for our sins, not his, obviously. He is holy, he is God, he is immaculate. And thus he teaches us how it is. On Sunday we will see that the devil tempts us, but we will also see how we are to conquer temptation. And one of the most important ways in which we can conquer temptation and deliverance from sin, of course, is repentance, which for us Catholics in the New Testament, after the great mysteries have taken place, for we are reliving, not living anew, but reliving that which already has happened. We have the sacrament of penance, of confession, which we need to use, and we need to use it abundantly, and cleanse ourselves of all that is evil, of all that is sinful. And of course, if you don't think you have any sins, then you have need of confession all the more, because you have the great sin of pride. And so we must go to confession, especially during this holy season. But we prepare ourselves to celebrate these mysteries, the mysteries of the passion, the suffering, and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a season which all my life has been perhaps my favorite season. Of course, as a Spaniard, we love melodrama, and we love suffering, and tears, and all that stuff. But it not only is that, it also, through the years, especially as I have lived in the seminary, and then after ordination in the priesthood, it has become a time in which, spiritually, first of all, and then physically, the Lord has thrust me into his passion. And there is so much suffering that I have to bear that you cannot possibly imagine. Do not think the things that I'm going through are just accidental. They are part of the season of Lent, when I, and you too, have to undergo the passion with Christ. It is not just a happy season, which it is, because it ends up in the resurrection of the Lord, but it is a sorrowful season. We unite ourselves with the sorrowful mother. Now she understood what was going on, but do you think it was any easier? If when you mothers were having a baby, our Lord told you that baby will be tortured, do you not think, even though you knew it, that you will suffer or would suffer? Absolutely so. Perhaps suffer twice as much or three times as much. And so it is with those who love Christ. So it is a joyful season, yes, but it is also a season of great suffering. We physically and spiritually unite ourselves to the suffering of Christ. And as we do so, through our penances and through our assiduous prayer, and that means continuous, day in and day out, morning, noon, and night, uniting ourselves to Him and to her, the Mother of Sorrows, we also need to undergo the passion of Christ, that we may undergo the resurrection and glorification of Christ. And so as we begin this holy season of Lent on this sacred evening, with all that it entails, and of course we listen to not only the beautiful chants of the liturgy today, but also we look at the book and try to understand the mysteries contained therein. As we do so, we unite ourselves more to our Lord and to our Lady. And we pray for the Church and for her sacred ministers and for those who have been called to the priesthood who are not yet priests, who have not yet answered the yes that is necessary, who do not even understand what they are doing yet. And so on this evening, I ask you to pray, pray, and pray, and ask Almighty God to have mercy on us in our distress. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.